Golden Gate is great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. Tulsa millionaire, with miles and miles of oil wells he'd leave her. All a man could want was waiting there. One night while she lay sleeping, I slipped away. Like no man in his right mind would do. Call me a fool. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres talking about ongoing conflicts as he gavels the General Assembly to order in New York.
The state of our world is unsustainable. We can't go on like these.
President Biden preparing to deliver his final address to the United Nations General Assembly convening in New York. The autumn push in the presidential race is in full force. ABC's Rachel Scott covering it all.
We are officially 6 weeks out from the November election today, and polls show that this race is tighter than ever, with both sides really trying to make up for any lost ground. So former President Donald Trump continuing his blitz across the battleground states, as the New York Times reports that Vice President Kamala Harris plans to visit our southern border on Friday during a planned visit to Arizona. It comes as polls show that Donald Trump is ahead in that state by 5 points.
A tropical system could become Hurricane Helene, lashing the Cayman Islands, could be headed towards Florida's northern Gulf Coast. This is ABC News. Several people arrested in Switzerland in connection with what's being called the new suicide capsule. ABC's Tom Rivers has a story from the foreign desk.
Several people have been detained in what appears to be an assisted suicide case after the so-called Sarko capsule has been used for the first time. The unit is designed to allow a person inside to push a button that injects nitrogen gas into the sealed chamber. The person is then supposed to fall asleep and die by suffocation in a few minutes. Charges are pending. Prosecutors have opened an investigation on suspicion of incitement and of being an accessory to suicide. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Artificial intelligence helping to uncover some ancient history in South America. Researchers now say they were able to use AI to discover hundreds of large-scale ancient drawings in the Peruvian desert. They have been linked to the Nazca culture and were created around 2,000 years ago. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Macy's VIP sales starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You might wonder, John Legend, How do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey. And how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A former Kewaskum School resource officer pleads guilty to bestiality charges. Stephen Rosales entered the plea on 3 felony counts Monday. In May, Rosales pleaded not guilty to charges of having an inappropriate relationship with a high school student. Former President Donald Trump will make another stop in Wisconsin this weekend. Trump is scheduled for an event in Prairie du Chien Saturday morning. News release says he'll hear from local community leaders and residents about immigration. It's the former president's 6th visit to Wisconsin this year. Be careful when buying a car online. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau advises you to stick with trusted online dealers, but never pay money for a vehicle you haven't inspected yourself. Find a link to retailers and more tips on buying a car, even in person at a dealership, online at BBB.org. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warm weather is going to be the thing here through the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 78. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to continue our spotlights of Valamo Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're going to talk with Jess here coming up about how the farm takes care of the cows. That's on the way. Here's Ellen Jackson in Gone Country. It's 9:09.
She's been playing at a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records
a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand, says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. On this Tuesday morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We continue our spotlight on Valamo Farms, just outside of Ogalle all this week with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our monthly spotlights. And now we're with Jess Weinzerl, and we're going to talk a little bit about the cows here and some of the things the farm does with their cows to care for them. And Jess, thank you for joining us today. Well, now my little backstory, my daughter used to work on the farm as a calf feeder, but the farm has, you kind of do it a little bit different with your calves. Yes, you start them off here, but then you actually have them raised off farm?
Yes. Yeah, they're here for about a week, and then they're raised up in barren. They come and pick them up once a week. If I don't happen to make the trip myself to bring big ones back here, but yeah, they're raised off the farm.
And part of that is one, they get specialized kind of care, quote unquote, or because you have so many other things you're dealing with too, that this is this is better for the calves.
Yeah, that's true. As the farm was growing, our calf barn wasn't big enough, so it's either had to spend several hundred thousand on a new building or buy a whole bunch of huts and raise them outside, and that don't sound fun in January. So we gave it a try, and we've been doing that for several years, and it's been working well.
And where you ship them, from what I understand, before that calf even gets to the location in Barron, that location, each calf gets their own sterilized hut.
There's certain milk replacers that you use from there here on the farm, at least in the beginning. And there's a lot of coordination between Valamo and the calf raiser.
Yeah, that's true. They got their own vaccination protocols up there. We do everything we can for them here before they leave, get them a gallon and a half of colostrum in them on the farm before they leave. And if they don't have that, they don't go. They'll wait till the next week. So getting good colostrum in them is really important. And getting them off to a good start and pail train. So when they get up to the bigger farm up there where there's several thousand of them, they're already drinking out of a bucket and they're ready to rip.
And really, it's for the health and safety of the calves, because, again, you mentioned that good start. If you don't get a good start, you don't have a good cow, and that hurts on the other end of this.
Yeah, it's true. Yep, you're kind of molding that animal right from the day it was born.
Now, the farm is part of the farm program. Tell us, what's the farm program for those that are not familiar with it?
Oh, it's a program that our creamery got us involved in that provides safety videos and educational videos. And every year we sit down with each employee and they get to pick a different video, and whether it's animal husbandry or safety, whatever we decide to choose for the year, and continue an education, I guess, for these guys.
And this is designed for the health of all of the cattle and the sustainability of the herd, or what was the reason behind it?
It's just to make a safe environment for the employees and the animals, I guess.
Talking with Jess Weinzerl this morning with Valamo Dairy as we spotlight the Valamo Farms all this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Now, for the older cows, I noticed, it's hard to see in the video, but we are right in front of the milk parlor. This milk parlor, do you milk 3 times a day, or is it around the clock?
Yes, it's 3 times a day milking. There's only an hour break in between shifts, so we're pretty well maxed out.
And how many cows do you milk on average every day?
Like 675.
Okay, and what are some of the things? Now, these cows, this is totally different from my great uncle's farm, I will tell you right now. They walk in, but the way the parlor is, it's easy for the employees to milk the cows, and it seems like the cows are a little bit... They seem pretty content in there, even though they have to back in.
Yeah, they come in and then they take a right-hand turn and they stand with their butts towards the where the guy's working, or so that he has access to both rear teats. And you throw the milk around after you wash and prep them. And
So what are some of the things they have to do to wash and prep that before they put on that first milker?
The cow comes in. If the area below the cow is dirty, they spray that to clean that area. They strip each teat to make sure there's no mastitis or anything like that. Then they dip them, and then they come back through and they wipe them with a cloth towel. And then they have a certain amount of time while that all evolves so that the cow can let her milk down. And then you put the milk around. Then the unit automatically comes off when she's done.
Now, the other big thing with this, that when I've been in there, and it seems like this is like this at any dairy farm, boy, you guys do a lot of cleaning, all the clean, clean, clean. I think you do more cleaning than milking.
Yeah, it seems. Yeah, you got to keep it clean. The dairy's always testing for plate counts, LPCs, and if something's off, they'll let you know right away, and you got to figure out where it's coming from. So, yeah, you got to keep things clean, otherwise... If you got dirty units too, your calves will get sick, and so that ain't good. So you always got to have clean buckets, clean pipelines, tanks, all the filters and whatnot, so that you can have healthy animals for the calves' sake and good product going out the driveway.
And so now we have the cows. Okay, those are the milkers, but then you have dry cows. How long is it milking that you have here at the farm before it becomes you move it over to the dry cow barn, and why do you do that? Why do you explain that timeline?
Well, the cow has her calf, and then she's bred back. If she don't get bred back, she'll find a future in another area. But once they're pregnant, confirmed pregnant, then they go on a 45-day. So they got their due date, and then they get a 45-day vacation prior to that due date. So then they go to another lot, lay on a clean sand bedded stall, the free stall, and get to eat and relax for 45 days before she has that calf and gets put back to work.
How often do you have to change that bedding? Do you do that every day?
We scrape and clean the barn every day and rake the stalls, make sure they're clean every day. But it's bedded either once or twice a week, whatever it needs.
Now you mentioned, you know, we were talking about the hutches, you know, individual hutches in the middle of January. It's, and up here it can get to be pretty cold. How do you keep in the barns? How do you keep the cattle, one, warm in the winter, but cooler in the summer? Because it can get pretty hot out here too in the summer. So how do you to regulate that?
We got ceiling fans above the calf stalls. Keep them bedded. We keep air moving through there so the flies don't pester them, and then give them a soft, clean place to lay, and then it don't seem to be an issue.
And that air movement even helps in the wintertime too?
Yeah, we don't run the ceiling fans in the winter in that barn. We got a tunnel ventilation to bring, if it's not below zero, we'll bring outside air in so that ain't a stale air in there. So,
And for the health of the herd, do you have a veterinarian? Do you work with a veterinarian like once a week, once a month, or how do you do that?
Yeah, herd checks are done once a week. I look over the cows every morning and take care of the fresh cows, make sure nobody looks sick and whatnot. And if we do have a question that we can't figure out on our own, we'll call the vet or have them come down and check her out.
We were talking with Jess Weinzerl this morning with Valamo Farms, and tomorrow we're going to be talking with his brother Ted about some of the things they do. He works more on the crop side, and so we're going to talk with Ted about their crops, their land, the manure, how they manage that, how they recycle water too is another issue we're going to chat about here this week as well. There's a lot of things that Valamo Farms does here and that they've put a lot of money into to help protect the environment and improve it actually as well. And we're going to find out more with Ted about that here coming up starting tomorrow as we highlight Valamo Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Enjoy a taste of fall with The Cottage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Find fall and winter apparel, delicious country home creation dips, and yummy barmaid cocktail infusions for your fall celebrations. The Cottage will be open Thursday from 9 to 5, Friday from 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8:30 to 1. Celebrate the fall season during the Taste of Fall this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at The Cottage Floral and Gift Shop, downtown Durant.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Y'all want to hear about the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford? Well, if you're age 50 or over, you could save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're going to sign you up, baby. Go to visitHartfordAuto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the buck's got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't. Dinner day at the restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tippy-toe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and one.
what the fuss is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. Never crossed her mind. She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that kind. She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her so. That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful. Never crossed her mind. She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that she kind. Don't
listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Your Chevrolet.
She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and a Dustin Lynch and Jelly Roll and Chevrolet 934. I'm Brian Winnikins and good morning. This reminder, the Mondovi Firemen's Fall Festival coming up this Saturday at Barnegan Lodge. Starting at 1 o'clock with the doors opening, food, refreshments, and raffles available. The Bennett Valley Gray Band performs from 3 to 5 and from 6 until 8. Let's run down today in history for this September 24th. 1904, 102 people are injured and 62 people die in a train collision in Tennessee. 1906, Devil's Tower in northeastern Wyoming was established as a national monument. 1934, Babe Ruth made his farewell appearance as a regular player for the New York Yankees. 1960, the USS Enterprise was launched at Newport News, Virginia. No, not on Star Trek. It's the U.S. Navy's first U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. 1961, The Bullwinkle Show appears on NBC, Moose and Squirrel. The first time Rocky and Bullwinkle would be seen on primetime television. 1968, 60 Minutes debuts on CBS. Mike Wallace and Harry Reasoner were the show's two correspondents. In 1969, the Chicago 8 went on trial for the events at the 1968 Democratic Party National Convention. They were charged with conspiracy and crossing state lines with the intent to incite a riot. 1976, newspaper heiress Patty Hearst was sentenced to 7 years in prison for her role in a 1974 bank robbery. She would be released 22 months later under an executive order of clemency from President Jimmy Carter. 1991, author Theodore Seuss Geisel passed away at the age of 87. We all know him as Dr. Seuss. In 2003, actor-turned-politician Arnold Schwarzenegger participated in his first political debate. 2007, The Big Bang Theory premieres on CBS. At first, I didn't like that show, but Rhonda got me hooked on it. It was aired for 12 seasons and nominated for 254 awards. It won 79 of those awards, 10 of which were Emmys. 2014, a grand jury opts not to file charges against NASCAR driver Tony Stewart for the death of fellow driver Kevin Ward Jr. Stewart's car had struck and killed Ward Jr. in a dirt track race in New York months earlier. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Anibus Silo and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 6 to 23.73, November down 11 to 23.01, December down 12 to 21.66, January milk steady at 20.62. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets are mostly lower. Feeder cattle mostly mixed. We do have some technical selling in the markets after the markets went above the 100-day moving average yesterday, so we do have some profit taking in the market. The trade's still expecting some higher cash markets here this week. Hog markets lower in the nearby months. Again, some of those lower pork cutout values have raised some demand concerns in the hog market. Nearbys are moving mostly lower. October live cattle down 45 cents to 182.80. September feeder cattle down 45 cents to 244.65. October hogs down 10 cents to 82.20. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher on follow-through buying after yesterday's strong move. Outside markets are providing additional support with crude oil moving higher due to the military action in the Middle East as Israel and Hezbollah continue to trade rocket fire. Now, crop condition ratings also held steady for corn and beans, which was also a bit of surprise, and that is pressuring some of the markets, at least initially. But again, those outside markets markets providing support. December corn up 1 3/4 to 4.15 1/4. November beans up 14 1/2.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warm weather is going to be the thing here through the rest of the week. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 75. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 78. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Gonna be a wild ride. You kissed me like you couldn't get enough. Barely made it out of your drive. Burn a little rubber at the red light. Got a little warning from the blue lights. It's only going on 9 o'clock, but feels more like midnight. We ain't even turned up the radio. Ain't been 2 miles down the road. The way you look at me, baby, I don't know if we even gonna make it to the party. You got your seat laid back. Ain't even made it halfway to town, and you're already talking about a six pack. Already got your shoes off, and you're talking about slipping off. No, we ain't even found your friends, and you already wanna get lost. But we ain't even turned up the radio.
Dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Just my thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away.
FM, WRDN.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. As you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and be. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and be. Just how to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Thomas Rhett, Beautiful as You at 9:50. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, UW River Falls will be hosting their homecoming celebration coming up next week, September 30th through October 6th. They'll have something going on each day of the week, of course, culminating with the big homecoming game on the 6th. It's UW River Falls' big homecoming event coming up September 30th through October 6th. Well, here's something I don't think we would ever see over at Duran Middle School or Mondovi Middle School or any of the middle schools. Bears. But authorities in Colorado said a back-to-school season was off to an unusual start when a bear found its way into a middle school cafeteria Monday morning. Oops, I was just there for breakfast, right? The Pitkin County Sheriff's Department said deputies responded alongside with Aspen Police and Colorado Parks and Wildlife personnel when the black bear cub was found inside the cafeteria at the Aspen School District's middle school. Students and teachers had to be evacuated to other buildings on campus while the responders worked to clear out the bear out of the school. The cub was relocated. All the students were back to their regular activities by 9:30 Monday morning. Yes.
Wouldn't that mean they were off to a very good start?
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I like the feel of your name on my lips, and I like the sound of your sweet, gentle kiss. the way that your fingers run through my hair, and how your scent lingers even when you're not there. And I like the way your eyes dance when you laugh, and how you enjoy your 2-hour bath, and how you convince me to dance in the rain with everyone watching like we were insane. But I love the way you love me. Strong and wild, slow and easy, heart and soul, so completely I love the way you love me. I like to imitate old Jerry Lee Walsh. You roll your eyes when I'm slightly off key, and I like the innocent way that you cry at sappy old movies you've seen hundreds of times. But I love
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Michael Montgomery, Love the Way You Love Me. 9:58. If you missed our interview this morning with Valamo Farms, that's now available on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, do a search for Durant Broadcasting WRDN. We'll continue our spotlight on Valamo Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin tomorrow morning at about 9:10. Talk with Ted a little bit about all of their crops and how they protect the soil. That's coming up tomorrow morning again at about 9:10. Happy National Punctuation Day today. It's all about punctuation. A period, comma, semicolon, question mark, and exclamation point are just some of the punctuation that we use in writing. They separate sentences and their elements to clarify meaning. Without them, meaning would be lost or be up for interpretation. Yes, periods and commas are important. Across the country, punctuation events will test skills, educate, and poke fun at some of those embarrassing errors. Well, I'm terrible at punctuation. The founder of the Observance sends out a challenge every year. Just visit Jeff Rubin's website to enter the contest. So I guess, yep, use those commas, periods, semicolons,